The four teams at the top of the Casolaga Premier Soccer League table are separated by only 3 points, to the extent that it might not be a surprise that the table might have a new leader come the conclusion of this weekend's fixtures. Highlanders are top of the table with 23 points, with 4th placed FC Platinum on 20 points, but with a game still to play. In between Highlanders and Kugona Kunenge Kudada are Caps United and ZPC Kariba, who are on 21 points. What is interesting is that Highlanders have a debt against 3rd place ZPC Kariba at Babafield Stadium, and the team that falls also falls from its position on the league table. Katuruturu have the power of surprise and did the unexpected when they travelled to Mandava Stadium and overcame then leaders FC Platinum. But against a stream rolling Highlanders, sports follower Farai Kambamura thinks that power of surprise is out of bounds.
Highlanders, so far the machine is well oiled, and Highlanders, as far as I'm concerned, they are not an easy team to beat. I think Highlanders will sail through.
Even Dynamo's supporter Tinashe Gwasira thinks Highlanders are on a roll, saying looking at what they've done so far should take the 3 points off Sunday to Zambua's Kariba based side.
Tip Highlanders, man. Highlanders, they play a good competition last weekend, this weekend, so that they made, I think they are, that would be better team to, these are the better team to win.
Highlanders shot to the top of the table on Wednesday, overtaking Caps United after they overcame Border Strikers 2-0 in a game that they should have played earlier in the season. However, should Highlanders let it slip against ZPC Kariba, Caps United have the chance to reclaim top position, as they have what looks like an easy home fixture against Glory City at the National Sports Stadium Sunday. After a week's rest, FC Platinum are back in action, and this time at home to boogie side Triangle at Mandava Stadium tomorrow. Games between the two Midland sides usually create sparks and are hard to predict. One day it is the Sugar Sugar Boys, and the other day it is Kugona Kunenge Kudada. Now in fourth position, having been at the top of the standings, coach Norman Mapeza is not worried about his team's current standing. He says he would rather prefer his team to move from the ground upwards to the summit of the table.
In life, you rather start not wearing shoes. If you're going to start wearing shoes in life, you're going to suffer as you grow up. So I'd rather walk with my feet than get some shoes when I'm 20.
In Harare, a mouth-watering clash is on the cards as On Fire Harare City entertain a rejuvenated Dynamos in a game many in the city have been waiting for. Both teams are on a roll, with the Sunshine City Boys unbeaten in the two games that Moses Chunga has been in charge, while Dynamos have picked up 9 points in 5 games. However, Kambamura says Chunga's honeymoon is coming to an end against the same team that gave him fame as a player and as a coach.
Moses Chunga is a very good, respectable coach, well traveled also, but I think his unbeaten run is going to come to an abrupt end at against Dynamos.
Harare City are in 6th position with 15 points, and Dynamos are in 8th position with 14 points, and Dynamos assistant coach Murape says it is time they should start beating teams at the top of them.
Because for us to go back to the top, we need to beat the teams which are on top of us.
Here are all the Casolaga Premier Soccer League fixtures. Saturday, Ngezi Platinum Stars versus Border Strikers, Baobabo. Cholocho Pirates versus Chicken Inn, White City, Harare City versus Dynamos, Rufaro Stadium, FC Platinum versus Triangle, Mandava. Sunday, Highlanders versus ZPC Kariba, Baba Fields, Capes United versus Blairway City, National Sports Stadium, Wange versus Mtare City, the Colliery. For the bottom place teams like Mtare City Rovers and Border Strikers, it is time to start picking up points, or else they will quickly find themselves going back to Division 1 where they came from. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.